And they all eat bodies.
Yeah. They'll all eat your dead bodies.
What's up, guys? It's the awkward dreadhead. And
wow.
We got Jamal in the house.
What's up?
We got Jessica in the house.
Yes, yes.
We got... Hey, Luke's here, guys.
I'm eating spaghetti.
And JJ's here. Chelsea's here.
Sound a little bit more excited about it next time.
Chelsea's here!
Boo.
Do it. Do it. Do it, Charles.
Chelsea.
You want to know who else is here, y'all? Charles is here.
We're going to move on.
It's just cold in here.
This is to the men. To the men only, name a celebrity woman who you solely think is unattractive. That's kind of fucked up, but I'm going to do it.
I already know who Charles is going to say.
Wait, who?
Say it.
No, who?
You're going to say Lizzo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh.
Lizzo, and who's that girl that played Precious?
Is she a celebrity, though?
Yeah.
Well, she's actress.
You don't know her name.
Yeah, I don't know the most attractive woman's name.
Gabby something.
Sador. Gabrielle Sador. What about you, Jamal?
Maybe that girl who played Ugly Betty. Like, how she is in real life.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Really?
I can see that.
She's very pretty, I think.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, I disagree.
Go ahead. What about you, Luke?
So you already said Lizzo. So I was going to say Rebel Wilson.
Oh, I was going to say Rebel Wilson as well. She is hit. Yeah. Dude, she looks worse now. She looked better when she was fat. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Is she not fat?
No, she lost weight. She's lesbian now.
What?
She's lesbian and married now? To a woman now. Yep.
Married?
Oh, she's married.
She's married to a woman now. Mm-hmm. I think her wife is more attractive. All right, moving on. To all the guys, would you approve of a guy like you dating your daughter?
Sorry.
I'm going to reread this. To all the guys, would you approve of a guy like you dating your daughter?
At first, I was like, no. But then I thought about it.
Like,
and
right
I was
now,
just
you?
Like, ooh.
If the woman is, I'm gonna say, if the woman is like traditional and she goes by like Nigerian ethics and Christian ethics, then yeah, in any part of my life, I would say yes. But if she's not, I'm just gonna be a dude who just puts her in a certain category and wanna fuck her.
Would you let your daughter date you?
Yes, I just answered the question. I just said if my daughter has Christian ethics, she's traditional, and she you know goes by Nigerian
values.
Then yes, and no matter in my lifetime, yes. But if you're a girl who doesn't do any of that, then you're just a girl I'm talking with and hanging out with.
No,
I get what he's saying. Okay. He answered it.
Yeah, all right.
Luke, teenage me, fuck no. Me now, yes.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to have. It doesn't matter in any part of my life. You have to have a value. You have to match my value system. If you don't match my value system, I'm not gonna be a good guy. I'm gonna be a guy who just fucks you and just leaves you alone. That's why I put all that stuff in front of that.
I get it,
Jamal.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, why are you suspicious?
Because I thought he said no earlier, and
he thought about it initially.
Okay.
Initially, I was like no, and then I thought about it, and I was like, actually, yeah, because like I was one. There's a lot of people that like don't like to talk to other people's parents. Like they get weirded out.
In any part of your lifetime, mm-hmm. would you want you? Could a guy like you date your daughter in any part of your lifetime, whether it's teenage, college, or now?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. Fellas, again.
Should I read the film?
I'll shoot you over.
Ladies are getting no love
they're
right now.
They're tired of us.
they're
delusional.
We're delusional and crazy.
Fellas, if a female says she's not looking into rushing in a relationship, what does that tell you right off the bat?
She's not into you.
Okay.
It tells me that she's fucked on the first date a lot and it hasn't worked out, so she's trying to She's trying to try a different route because she feels like she's been jaded.
I agree. I agree with Jamal. I will say, though, if you're a female who says that she's not looking to rush into things, the first thing, another thing that I'm thinking is, oh, like, I have to, like, work hard to be your friend and then maybe something will happen. Okay, I'm good. We'll just, I'll give it 3 days and 3 dates and I'll move on.
What do you think about the recent trend in people saying, oh, I want to be friends first, then date?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. I skip all those profiles.
Yeah, I skip a lot of I would skip any profile that says some shit like that. Like, and even if most girls, that's why
if you're looking to be friends first, you should find a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And then be friends.
Or go onto a friend site, not a dating site.
Also, I will say that's slightly not a good idea because if something bad goes down with that, like that friend has to pick sides now.
Well, if we're just being friends.
Okay.
That assumes everyone in the room is an adult.
That does assume everyone's an adult.
That's a big assumption.
Sides today.
Why do women date assholes but say they want nice guys?
Because we're delusional.
That's actually a good answer.
Remember, guys, there's a fine line between being an actual asshole and then doing the little asshole banter, right?
And that
line moves.
Can someone tell me what that means? A woman with a vagina.
So, like, don't insult the woman, but, like, have fun conversation with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're talking different things. Like, he's talking about someone being an asshole. You're talking about someone that you want to have, like, a good debate with, and that's not someone being an asshole.
Yeah.
Those are two different things.
Well, one thing I will say, if I was to, like, date JJ, and I was, like, my asshole, she probably would be like, oh, he's not really being an asshole. He's just, like, speaking his opinions or whatever like that. Whereas some girls will hear that and be like, oh, he's just being an asshole.
But what do you define as being an asshole? Being opinionated?
That's my thing. I think women see men as being who are highly opinionated as being assholes.
It goes the same way, though. Men think that of women.
I think it's women.
I don't think they're assholes.
They think they're too aggressive. That you guys get labeled as asshole, we get labeled as aggressive.
Well, let me just say.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
That's like that term they put on the work. She was difficult. Yeah. I don't mess with her no more.
Does not play well with others.
I will say I understand why guys like if you're a girl and you don't like an asshole, don't date one. But I do understand guys who can't deal with or can't be around like aggressive women. Like, I completely understand that.
I think a lot of it comes from, like, when guys have opinions on how women should act or how they want a partner to act, they're instantly seen as like, oh, you're an asshole. However, I feel like a lot of time those are the guys that women, I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking.
Want to date?
Yeah, like, want to date because, like, the guys who are having an opinion of, like, I want my partner to be like this. I want my partner to have these traits. I'm not going to date a girl who does this, this, and this. I feel like women get, like, upset by that sometimes. Or, like, how dare you tell me what I should do? But also a man who's going to be more outspoken and have those, like, strict criteria, I guess, is also going to be the more, like, I hate to say it, but, like, alpha guy that, like, people want. Like, guys who are just going to go along, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is women don't actually want someone who's going to go along with everything they're going to say.
You can still be, like, a nice guy, but there's an assertiveness that you should still have. Like, women don't want a nice guy who's a pushover. They want a nice guy who's, like, nice and kind, but also, like, knows what they're doing is trying to do things.
All nice guys are pushovers.
They're nice.
Oh, my God.
You can be kind but and assertive at the same time. All right. Delusional. There we go. Next question. Thank you very much. Read a book.
This is going to become more for us.
I just think... I just think it's funny. Like, I just think it's funny, like, you know, like when girls explain, like, well, how a guy should act while he's talking to the girl, explaining what he should ask for. It just
open doors for us, but then like slap us on the butt.
Does this question mostly come from women or men? It sounds like most of it is men. They're like, how come these women are going for these assholes and not me? That's usually how the question goes. Yeah. It's not like, why can't I find a nice asshole?
Yeah. You gotta show that. You guys should put those pictures online.
All right. Jessica, I sent you a couple. I sent you a real long one.
Great. That's what she's... turn off my... Whoa. No.
No.
All right. I'm gonna read one real quick. All right. Has Charles ever used Grindr, and would you consider it safe? Next question.
He didn't need dating apps for men.
Ladies, when a guy says he needs to take a break, is that a breakup?
Yes.
JJ?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know girls knew that. The secret's out.
That's if anybody says that.
When they don't want to say they want to break up.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to deal with the emotions that are going to spew.
It's just like saying it's me, not you, right? Like, the same freaking thing, okay?
Yeah. How do you know if a woman is a hoe?
You're at the bar, and after you made out with her, she says, "Oh yeah, I made out with like 75% people at this table," and you're like, "Oh."
Or if you're a girl and you're making out with a dude in the bar,
that too.
Multiple dudes in the bar.
I'm gonna say one. I'm gonna say a random dude.
You're kissing a one person.
Random dude in the bar. Yeah, I would say.
If they're asking you for money, they're a hoe.
Like, is paying for the dinner bill asking for money?
Or asking for them to buy you a drink?
No, yes!
That's a good point.
Yes.
Sometimes you get drinks for your friends, and you're not a hoe.
Yeah, you're a hoe.
She's trying to justify getting drinks for her friends.
What's she giving? If she's giving for what she's getting, then she's a hoe.
Wait, if she's not giving, that's she's not a hoe? Like then she's just manipulative.
Yeah, then she's just She's just manipulative. She's just a bitch.
She's a manipulative hoe.
She's just flirtatious.
No, she gotta give
some mouth
to do.
Everybody goes through that hoe phase, right?
Look.
Ooh, no. I mean, yeah.
How many times have you been a hoe?
Don't answer that question,
it's a trap.
All right, go ahead, Jessica.
Jessica, explain to me like I'm a child. If a man asked me out, why am I supposed to split the bill?
Oh, shit. I know I put that in there.
Like right. A child.
Like a child. All right.
Child.
a man has asked you out. You need to bring money with you so that you can pay for yourself in case the date goes wrong. You're splitting the bill or offering to split the bill because you're showing that you are an independent woman. Men like independent women. If he likes you, he is not going to make you pay for your half of the bill. He's probably going to pay for it. But you are proving that you are a person who is willing to bring something to that relationship. You're proving to yourself and everyone else that you're able to go home on your own because you're safe and you have enough money to get pay yourself and to get home. And he's going to say, hey, maybe this chick is worth it, and he's gonna end up paying for you anyway. But you're gonna bring it as if it's gonna be a shitty fucking date, because you don't know. So bring your own money, be your own person, be an independent woman, and
independent person.
Yeah, person.
Be an independent person, and you know, I think that men appreciate it when women treat themselves like. You don't need a man. Like, not like you don't need a man, but like, you're worthy.
That we're not wallets.
Right? They're not a wallet. Yeah. Exactly.
That we're not wallets.
When people ask questions like this, like, why do you think he should pay for your time? Why is your time more valuable than his?
You know what? Ashley brought that up, and we kind of like just went over it. But I kind of, you know, I mean, now that I think about it, we should have went back and asked her why she thinks a man should pay. Because we kind of just glossed over it when she brought it up. You know what I mean? But also, too, like, when we were doing the Bad Advice podcast episode, there was a girl who was saying that she doesn't invite men over to her house late because it helps her be in a better position. Like, I feel like if you're a woman and you pay for your own stuff or you are willing to do that, it puts you in a better position. Like, when you're someone who continues to, like, expect stuff from men, like, I do think bad things can happen if you're always thinking that, you know, this man is supposed to give me something for whatever reason, you know what I mean? Well, I think the whole men paying for dates thing, that started in, like, the, what, 40s or 50s or even further back then, because there was kind of like a common communication of, hey, I'm a traditional woman, this is my role, this is your role, and that's how we're gonna do that. But nowadays, women aren't like that. Women are not traditional anymore. So if you're not traditional anymore, like, why should you get traditional treatment? I mean, isn't that fair?
Basically, you're proving that you're worth something, right? You're worth something to yourself by bringing your own money. And if you want to be respected by someone else, you're going to show, hey, I respect myself to pay for myself. You don't have to demand that you split the bill, but you should offer. You should make sure that you have enough money to do it on the date.
Well, so, like, what's your intention behind going on the date? Because, like, if your intention on dating is to find a life partner and find somebody you want a relationship with, then, like, spend $20 on your own dinner, you know?
And
what
not
I mean?
Just expect a free meal.
Yeah, like, if your expectation of dating is to receive free things from men, then you're not really dating for the right reasons anyway.
The funniest thing that I've heard in that argument is... I'm young, I'm good looking, and I'm spending my time as a good looking young woman with you, and you should appreciate that. You should pay for that. And that just sounds like you don't have respect for yourself, that you think that what you got going on is temporary. Because if what you have going on is temporary to you, then it's going to be temporary in the future.
All right, we got to move on. We got to get these guys out of here. All right, the next one. Go ahead, get Jessica.
Hello. I've been friends with someone for 8 years, and recently she broke up with her fiancé. Months after they broke up, he and I reconnected and just started hanging out as friends. He then asked me out on a proper date. I didn't think it was right to do that, but I said yes anyways. We've been on two. Am I wrong? He's such a nice guy, and to be honest, I've never had a man ask me out or give me the slightest attention. My friend is always talking shit about him and what he did, so bringing this up is like hopscotch.
I mean, you're single now, saying you wait if you're interested in him.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I thought the guy was her friend.
Okay, so yeah. She's been friends, and her friend broke up with her fiancé, and then her fiancé asked her.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I've never spoken about this, but you tell me your thoughts. This is long, so bear with me.
Wait, this is a separate one?
Oh, it's a different one? Okay, I thought it was the same one, because it went to another thing. You're right, that is separate. So, okay, so my friend is talking shit about him and what he did to bring himself with that. So, yeah, you're dating your friend's ex-fiance? That's kind of shitty.
You have to tell
Wait, really? Wait, come on, Jamal. If y'all break up, and me and her start dating like 2 years later.
8 months.
No, 8 months.
Oh, 8 months? No. Fuck me up.
Yeah. Why is 8 months?
We might have a drink after, but we're going to brawl.
Yeah. I feel you. Oh, no, that's not. No, that's
you
got
to at least that's tell messy. Your friend.
Yeah.
Wait, tell them? No.
She has to tell her friend. The second
no, she has
that
to
man
break up.
Reached, well, yes, but yeah. The second that man reached out to her,
that
yep,
she
yeah.
should have been
yep.
like, hey, here's what's happening.
Yep.
She should have told her friend, like, the
yeah,
second
I don't think
it happened.
You're friends with that friend if you're going out with their ex-fiance.
No, because would you want someone doing that to you?
Well,
would you consider them a friend?
I do want to say, like, whenever even a guy, like, when someone says that the opposite sex doesn't talk to them that often, that kind of fucks with your head because, like, oh, finally someone's talking to me. So you kind of like put that to the side. Whether it's bad or whether it's bad and you know it's bad, you kind of put it to the side. You're like, oh, let me explore it at least. So
I feel like if it was years later, that'd be one thing. But this is just a couple of months after they broke up.
And they were engaged. They weren't just like fooling around.
8 years.
And are they actually having a good time, or is he just doing it out of spite because he sees an opportunity?
Yeah.
It's a possibility. Because if she's talking that much shit about him, it might be going both ways. It might have been a really bad fucking split.
Unless he broke up with her because he had a thing for her friend.
Oh, that's true.
And now he's like...
Now we're just speculating.
Wait. Yeah. So
there's so many variables.
Would you agree that she should break it off?
Yeah. You're a friend with someone for 8 years?
Yeah.
And then you're going to go out with her ex-fiance? Like, that's not a friendship. So either you're, like, not friends with this person, or you've got to not be with the ex-fiance.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah. You can't be with them.
You can't have both.
Wait, so she can either break up with the friend or break up with the fiance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Quick question, out of curiosity. Who will break up with the friend? Who will break up with the fiance?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Luke? I know, I think about it too, Luke.
But that's the thing. I don't know what this friendship is like. If you've been friends with someone for 8 years.
8 years?
I mean, how long have you been friends with the friend?
Eight years.
Oh, I thought they were engaged for 8 years.
I've been friends with this person for 8 years. Recently, she broke up with her fiance. So, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah, break up with the fiance. Keep the friend if you've been friends that long.
Yeah.
That's friend.
Is the friend part of a bigger friend group? And is it going to have a ripple effect that's going to kind of fuck your life up a little more?
If it's a friend group, stop right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you've been friends with that person for 8 years and you really think there's something that's like important going on with this person, then break up with a friend or talk it over.
I mean, here's the thing. You should talk to your friend if you want to, I don't know. If you want to stay friends with this person, break up with an ex-fiance and don't ever tell your friend about it. If you don't want to be friends with this person.
No, if they find out.
Right?
They might find out.
People will talk.
We got to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, I just feel like you're not really friends with this person.
Yep.
So. Yeah, but they're getting noticed, and they say they haven't really been noticed. So it's something
new. That's not an excuse for bad behavior.
It's not an excuse. No,
it's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse, but I do agree that it can kind of fuck with someone's head and make them take a chance. I really do. You know what I mean?
And they're like, taking a chance to end the friendship.
True.
And that's the point.
Yeah,
true.
But if you find somebody that you connect with, that you haven't found somebody that you connect with, and you finally find this person that's on your level and checks the boxes, then that's a big decision.
Yeah, that's a very big decision.
It is, but this person isn't saying that.
Who's more
they're
important
questioning.
To you right now? Either the friend or the ex-fiance,
I think this person, listen.
It's one or the other, that's all.
Don't take our advice.
Yeah, never take our
but
advice.
But I do believe this person is going to choose the fiance.
They're totally choosing the man.
Yeah.
They've already chosen the man.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jessica, with the next one.
Damn, fucking eggs. I have never spoke in, I'm just like adding the correct grammar to this.
I appreciate that.
Because they wrote spoke. I've never spoken about this, but you tell me your thoughts. This is long, so please bear with me. I'm 19. Are we giving advice to 19-year-olds?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because they're over 18. Yes.
They're legal.
And in an up-and-coming band. Congrats. A famous band was coming into town, and our band was asked to provide them local support. That's really cool. After the show, I'm talking with the famous band's lead singer, just making conversations, and I'm trying to become popular like them, so we exchange numbers to keep in touch. He's 24 at the time. When he would come into town, we'd hang out. He brought me food. We've even partied in the same house. I felt like we were homeboys at this point. After he left back on the road, he'd send me very sus texts asking how much I like him. Do I want to lay in bed with him? Send a body picture. I'm just laughing shit off because I'm saying whatever I think is cool. And again, I'm trying to get on nationally promoted tours like him with my band, so I didn't want to push him away. He came into town once sending a text about fucking him. I said, nah, and he literally didn't talk to me the whole time he was in town. Eventually, 9 months later, we get a record deal and our band goes on tour with his band. At one stop, we all shared an Airbnb. He texted me to come hang out in his room, and I did. We played video games and talked. It was late, so we went to go lay down in bed and asked if I wanted to come. I just did. I know. We talked. I asked him all the things I wanted to know about the music industry. I feel I was coerced into letting him do things with me that I didn't want to do. I was terrified that it would get out, that I'm some type of groupie thing trying to chase clout. But I'm straight, and I never wanted to do what happened. Do you feel I have a lawsuit, or do you feel I should let it go?
Oh, we can't tell people if
they're lawsuit. Yeah, we're not legal people.
Wait. You need to ask this a person, lawyer. This person, are they saying that they raped them? Were they
saying? No, they're saying that they felt like they, because they shared the Airbnb and they hung out, I'm guessing it's a he.
Yeah.
Felt like he was kind of forced to hang out and sleep with the dude.
You know what?
And he's having second thoughts now about it.
I mean, he said he wanted to keep in contact with him because he wanted the popularity like him.
Mm-hmm.
I say just it is what it was.
It feels, you know, like it feels like a regret. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. A post-regret, yes, thing. It also feels like you felt coerced with, like, a power play. So, like, it's hard to say. I think that... I always tell everyone you always have a chance to say no and to stop things as they're going. I understand that it can be hard in a situation.
After seeing Nickelodeon, I don't believe this shit.
Oh, did you watch that? I didn't even watch that yet.
After watching that, I no longer believe that people had a choice to say no.
In power play.
It's basically like, no, if you want to keep your career.
Like all the women, like I was a staunch person of like, oh, like why didn't you say something when it happened and this and that. After watching that, I no longer believe.
What is it?
Quiet on Set.
Yeah, Quiet on Set. It's like a Nickelodeon. Like what happened on Nickelodeon?
Dan Schneider and all, because like all like the live Nickelodeon shows and basically how he was super creepy.
Yeah, and then people like, I don't know, like, so one thing like. After watching that, and I've seen like a lot of documentaries from the Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby, but like after seeing that, if like I know, like when someone tells me that they were touched or whatever back then, I automatically believe them now. Because it's obvious that people back then were using people that really wanted to be on TV. They really wanted to be actors. They really wanted to be performers. They were using that against them. Hey, if you don't do this, I'm gonna, you can't do the sketch. You know, the same thing going on with, you know, P. Diddy right now. Like, you know, so he leveraged him being famous and, you know, if you fucked up or any way said no, you might not be able to be on the tour anymore, or whatever the case may be. I think you should fuck him up. Fuck the courts.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Fuck the courts. I say fuck him up. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, the courts.
I mean, he didn't threaten him, though. It was literally like, oh, he just didn't talk to me.
Yeah, but he coerced. Yeah, he coerced him into doing things. So we don't know whether they actually had sex or if it was just like some touching and like, we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But like assuming the worst, that they had sex and he didn't want to do it, he just did it because he did not want to make this dude upset.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what he did was wrong, and however you decide to handle that, I'm in full support of. Whether it's going to the courts or whether it's, you know, letting it go or taking care of it, you know, with yourself. Because shit like that is fucked up. I think there needs to be some type of person, independent person that is in these, that is on sets on tours, whatever the case may be, watching this shit. No one person should have all this power. I mean, y'all, it's just ridiculous to me at this point. And I think you should do whatever you see fit, man. Because I mean, I know you're hitting us for advice, but my advice would be completely different. My advice is like, fuck them up.
I mean, that's bad advice, but it's good advice.
Then you would go to jail for assault and battery. So
I mean,
okay, congratulations. Whatever. I'll hang out. I'll be out in how long? And I'll get rep for my music, for my band.
You're in the music industry. Everybody goes out and parties, and dumb shit happens.
This isn't dumb shit, bro.
No. Not the situation. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you want to send a message that, like, hey, what the power play that you played with me was fucked up, like, fights happen on tour, and, like, nothing happens, you know. You just made your point.
Yeah, I don't think.
But when you shouldn't take fight, your advice.
I think men fight, I think it's kind of kept between them most of the time.
Yeah, it should. That's like old school, and that's how it should be. Like, you fight with somebody, and then like either you go have a drink or you go your separate ways.
I'm not having a drink. next one.
Depends what it's about.
Nah, you're putting your hands on me.
You gotta send me more.
Oh really? Okay. The next one is, I've never considered myself gay or bisexual, but I've been dating a trans lady for the past 4 months and we've had sex. Their penis is very small and rarely gets hard, but my family, friends, and coworkers believe I'm bisexual. I'm not interested in men at all. Everything about them is womanly. I don't feel gay at all. Do you think I could be gay, or should I stop dating this person?
No, listen, if you like that person and you're enjoying it and you're both happy,
then stay
in the relationship. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Who cares what everyone else thinks? If you don't feel gay, then you're not gay. I mean, truthfully, you know how you feel. So if you just can't be bothered by what everyone else is saying.
Stop trying to label yourself by everybody mm-hmm. else's standards. Be happy. And if that person makes you happy, be with them. Who cares?
Yeah, I think the labels on everything makes everything so much more complicated than things need to be.
Yeah.
Remember when our society was like, no labels on anything?
And then all of the labels!
All of the labels, yeah. Listen, don't ask me. I'm going to say keep fucking that shit.
I think that's what everyone here says.
We were saying it in a more delicate way.
All right, I sent you some. I'm going to read one real quick. I've been dating this older woman with a kid, and she dresses her child in a bunch of LGBTQ gear with the colors and political quotes printed on the shirt. It just seems weird that she makes her kid a poster child and puts pictures on Facebook. Am I tripping? Is this behavior okay?
No.
I don't know how comfortable I feel about being around a woman who uses their child as a poster child.
I mean, have you had that conversation, or are you just going with that in your head and just keeping everything to yourself?
I mean, fuck the conversation. I mean, if you have a conversation with them, are they going to change? I mean, this is someone putting their kids in.
But if you're seeing that.
Is it just in, like, rainbows and colors, or is it actually in, like.
Well, he said LGBT gear.
And, like, political stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't just a rainbow.
So,
yeah.
I mean, because some people get offended by, like, rainbows and fun colors, which is just rainbows and fun colors for kids, right? Mm-hmm. If it has political messaging and stuff like that, like, then I can understand it being, like, what are you doing?
But also,
is this, like, all the time, or is it just during, like, Pride Month?
It's a good point.
It doesn't matter.
That's a good question.
I mean,
actually.
For me, like, I would never push a political message on my kid. But that's just my personal philosophy is, you know, I want to teach my kid how to think, not what they should think.
Yeah. I agree. Like, even if it's Pride Month, like, why put your kids in that stuff?
I don't know. I like rainbows.
Well, rainbows are fine.
We're rainbows all the time.
I think this person, I think,
what it boils,
asking me, I'm going to say, run fast.
What it boils down to is it's not your kid, and you have to ask yourself how much you really care about this person, or are you just there fucking, or are you actually interested in this person? Yeah. If you are, then you need to be like, hey, listen, I feel like you're making your kid look like a poster child for something they don't understand. And if they don't understand that shit, then alright, well, see you later. Nice knowing mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. Alright, next, Jessica.
I understand what I'm about to say will be taken differently by others, but I've been having an affair with my stepdad. It started when I was 17, and when I went to college, he would come and see me.
No.
I don't need to bore you with the in-between exposition, but I love him. I truly care for him. I don't know how to deal with this feeling. I went to a sex counselor who did everything from hypnosis to getting an MRI of my brain. Nothing has helped or stopped this feeling. We are soulmates. I 100% believe we are, but I don't know how to address how our family might feel when he eventually leaves my mom. I get what we're doing might be wrong, but he doesn't love her anymore, and all they do is fight.
Okay, so I was waiting. I was listening for a point in there that was going to say this shit is fake, but I think it's actually real.
I don't know about the MRI stuff.
Well, first of all, you were 17 mm-hmm. and underage when you started.
Yes.
So. Above the age of consent, though.
Were they?
Yeah, that's what they said.
17. Oh, yeah, you gotta stop, man.
Now they're into college.
This has been going on for years and years.
Yeah. That sounds to me like they're potentially a pedophile because they left someone that they, were in a marriage with.
They were legal. They were 17.
No, 18.
It's above the age of consent, depending on, well, basically everywhere.
Yeah, we don't know. Some places it's 16.
Exactly. So. Some places it's 15. It's stupid.
This is the definition of grooming. There's a lot of stories that we hear that it's like, oh, is this grooming? But this definitely is grooming. I mean, at 17 and on, I mean, you don't really even know yourself as a person. You haven't really gone into the world and, like, met people. You're just like, oh, this is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life.
It's the first person you've experienced this
yeah.
with.
Yeah, you've been groomed from a young age, and you're familiar with that person, and it feels right.
And just because you waited until you were out of the home and in college to, like, physically do anything doesn't mean that mentally
I'm
going to
say,
wasn't.
It probably started way before that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got to say, I'm always the one that's like, hates the word grooming, but this does
sound very...
Yeah.
Because he was in that position, you know, he was always there.
You should stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%. You should stop what you're doing.
Especially thinking about her mom as well.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
If they're fighting and all type of shit, like...
But it's still... So
it has nothing to do with you. Yeah. You need to stop what's going on right now. This is not good at all.
Agreed.
Let's... You know, how many more you got? Because I want to get you guys out of here on time. Two. We're going to do two from you and then one from me, and then we're going
to
move on.
All right. I've been dating, or used to be dating. At this point, I don't know what we are. I dated this girl for a month, and it turned it into her calling me about her problems or issues at work. Then she would invite me out to bar outings with some of her friends, or tag along with me to something I'm doing. It seems like she friend-zoned me, and I keep going back and forth in my head whether to accept it or just ghost her because this isn't what I wanted, but she is a nice person.
So it sounds like you need to talk with her and have just a frank conversation of, hey, what are we? And if it's not what you want, then get out of there. Because otherwise, she doesn't think anything's wrong. She's happy with your situation. And
no, she friend zoned him.
But I mean, she's happy with that situation.
Because she's inviting him out to the bar.
She's
going with him to things that he's doing.
No, that's friends.
Yeah, that's hanging out as friends. Okay.
That sounds like friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I guess you got friend zoned.
Yeah, you got friend zoned, bro. And I would actually there was a question on here that we didn't read. And the question was, is the friend zone an abusive tactic that women use?
No.
I kind of think it is. Yeah. I mean, I know women will say that it's not, but...
They'll hold on. Like, I know girls who, like, hold on to guys who they know like them.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
Especially when it's someone they know that really, really likes them and is willing to wait and maybe,
and
like,
know they can walk over them.
I feel like there should be another term for that type of friend zone.
In that case, I think it's the teasing, like giving them.
That's friend zoning, though.
Friend zoning is when you're like being friends with someone and you're not giving
you're
them
taking
hope.
You're taking it too literally.
Am I?
Yeah, you're taking it too literally. This is what the friend zone is in the, just at the basic level is an individual who doesn't find someone sexually attractive, and they just make they make them either a close friend, or it could be just a friend that they call once in a while. Maybe someone that says, "Hey, can you come and help me move?" You know what I mean? Like a Facebook friend. It could be whatever. It doesn't have to be an actual close friend. You know what I mean? It's just someone that's there. And you can do stuff with that person. You can do whatever with that person.
I feel like a lot of time, too, it's like when you're dating multiple people, there's one guy where you're like, he's not the top of my list, but like he's nice and he likes me, so we'll keep him around. You know what I mean? Like, you know that, like, if something better is coming around, you're definitely going to, like, go to that. But you keep this person because, he goes to the grocery store with me. He comes to help me put my blinds up.
Some girls.
We go to dinner. He pays for it.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like
me, we're friends. Like, she's thinking, like, we're friends. I've never had sex with you, so, like, we're friends.
If me and Jamal and Luke, you know, go get cigars and after what we do, go to Yogi's, we're all paying for our own. But a lot of times, if you're friends with a girl, you know what I mean, and it's kind of blurry, you don't know, you know, sometimes you end up paying for her and she gets that benefit. That is that to me is friendship abuse.
So though, whenever I'm friends with a guy, I pay for my own shit.
I mean, maybe you do, but
because I'm like, we're friends. You're not paying for my shit.
See, maybe
or
you do, but a lot of other girls
then
do
I
not.
Get you next time, like I do with my girlfriends.
I think y'all would do that. I actually think JJ would do that. I think you would do that. I think Chelsea would do that. But a lot of girls will not do that. Luke's
then are they really friend zoning, or are they putting you in a little different?
The word is.
I think we need a different term, but right now there isn't one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think
there
like friend zoning has evolved into this like modern dating term.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you just
you're in that little pen,
the LB pen. I'm never getting in that pen. He wanted me to get in that pen.
What are you talking about?
He wanted me to get in that pen.
Why don't you want to get in the playpen?
Get in the playpen.
No.
Are you afraid you won't?
That took a weird turn.
Just told me to get into the playpen. I said, I'm not getting that.
It's funny.
Are you afraid you won't be able to get out?
There's bubbles and there's.
Next, Jessica.
I date a famous club promoter and he's very attractive. I mean, strikingly handsome. Women will literally flirt with him when I'm around at events. Some will even do it in front of me. As a woman, if this happened to your man, how would you feel? I don't want to feel like I'm constantly fighting off bitches.
Listen, you if you're going to date somebody who is always getting attention from other people, you have to be confident in your relationship.
Yep.
And be able to just know, like, his job is to literally get people to clubs. He's not getting girls into clubs by handing them a flyer and saying, "Hey, come out. It might be fun." Like, I don't know. I just feel like
that's definitely true.
You have to know. Like, I feel like you have to know the situation you're getting to. You are dating a famous club promoter. They're notorious.
I mean, every club promoter that I know has like a lot of girls.
Yeah,
has a lot of girls.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like you have to be confident in that.
He's just. They're just girls that the more girls you bring out, the more guys come out. So.
And the guys are spending the money.
Yeah.
Well, girls also, because everyone knows him, like, I feel like girls also a lot of time want to be with, like, the popular guy.
Yeah.
The guy that everybody's talking to. So, like, he's getting all the attention. He knows all the people. They're going to flock to him because he might know somebody or whatever it is.
Also, sometimes. Never mind. I retract my statement.
No, you can't.
No,
can
no.
you retract your statement?
Pause for
you have
editing,
to make the statement
delete.
To pause.
Pause for editing, delete. All right, you know what? This one's too long. I don't want to read it, so I'm going
to
read.
So you're going to send it to me.
I'm going
to
send it to you, and we're going to read these last two ones so we can get you guys up out of here.
Okay.
All right. Hello, hello. I'm a mother of two, and my son brought home a letter from for us to sign allowing them to put tampons in the boys' bathroom for transgender boys. I've never paid attention to stuff like this. I've only heard about it, about the stuff online, in the news. Now it's in front of my face. What do you think? Is there harm in this, or should I speak up, or should I leave it alone?
I think it's insane.
I don't care. What's the worst that's going to happen?
They're going to play with them.
Yes, exactly. Let's be honest. The worst thing that's going to happen is guys are going to put the... Well, it used to be a coin machine. But yeah.
They're going to like fill up the water and put it in there to see how much it soaks up. It's like science experiments.
We shouldn't normalize it.
It's like... Agreed.
We shouldn't normalize it.
Yeah.
How they normalize things for like... How they normalize things, they start with kids.
If they want to do it as an adult, that's them.
Yeah. If you want to put it in a public men's bathroom, you know, go ahead and do that shit. Don't put it in a school, because then you're trying to normalize it so that people, when they get older, they'll be okay with it. That's what you're trying to do.
I mean, if you look at it through another lens, they could just go to the nurse's office. The nurse's office is going to have that.
Yeah. They should just have it in the nurse's office in a place where you don't have to ask the nurse for it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Be cool with some of the girls and ask the girls, hey, can I get some in those tampons in the girl's bathroom, because I'm a girl, really.
But also, like, not every school has them in the bathrooms. Like, it's only
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
It's only some schools are lucky enough to have free tampons and pads in
the bathroom. Now, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. If you're, like, at least 13 years old.
Well, you'd have to go to the office and ask for one.
They that's just embarrassing. They should have them someplace, like, in the nurse's office or in the front, that you don't have to ask a person for, I think. I think they should just have a place
they
where
should
you
have
go
little
in.
Baskets, yeah,
have
somewhere.
It, like, be... But have it be where it's a little bit private, so that you don't feel like...
Not in the middle of the hallway.
But also where it's, like,
again,
not
they'll become play
weird
toys.
That someone's walking there. You know what I mean? Like... Because you don't want to feel like, oh, shit, that's the, like, tampon closet. Everyone's going to watch me walk into the tampon closet. Like, you want to be able to go somewhere where, like, oh, it's normal that that person might be going there. But also, oh, hey, let me sneaky take this. Because it is fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, the worst thing ever is being in middle school and having to hide the fact that, like, you just bled through your pants and you have to walk through the bathroom with the biggest pad in the world because you're 12 and don't know how to use anything else.
Right?
It's, like, quite literally the most...
That's really... So like, I thought that all girls, like, in middle school have that shit. That's weird
it
that
is,
they don't.
No, because I, like... Fun fact, started mine a lot younger than most women. And so it's, like, I didn't want to talk to a fucking soul about it.
You don't want to talk to people. You want to... So, like, maybe even just in the fucking classroom, on the way out the door, just, like, have a little, like, box.
No! It needs to be in a private area. We got to move on because we got, you know, 10:40. You know.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, ready?
Yeah, last one.
Ooh, it's long. Okay. My husband and I have been married for 18 years. Mm. We've been married since we were 25. About 9 years ago, I noticed my husband and I would go months, and once even a year, without sex. We were going to a therapist for a different reason, and this happened to come up with him saying he loves me and thinks I'm beautiful, but isn't sexually attracted to me anymore. Of course, this not only killed me, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to leave, but it feels like we're roommates with kids. A year later, I caught him cheating. He gave me the same spell. He loves me, but isn't sexually attracted to me. Long story short, I decided to allow him to date and have relations outside of our marriage. It was that or divorce, and I didn't want this being the only thing to destroy what we built. Everything was actually better, but 6 months ago, I noticed he's not around as much. He's obviously with whoever. He's never been out with someone for the majority of the day, but he's really spending a lot of time with this person. By the way, I don't meet or even know the people. I'd rather not know anything. When I ask him why he's out for such a long time, he dismisses it. I may be wanting to ask him to stop, but even if he does, will he cheat again? Will there be a fight? The anxiety is killing me.
Pull the plug.
Wait, on the whole thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Don't bury your head in the sand.
He's been playing her along the whole time.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think playing her. I feel like...
Why do you think he's playing her?
So he didn't bring it up to her before, and then... it's basically, okay, so yeah, I love you, but I don't want to have sex with you. And now he's with, you know, he's fucking other people, and obviously, you know, he's no longer around anymore. He's with this person because now he loves this person. That's what's going on.
I don't know if he loves the other person.
He loves them more than being with his family.
Exactly.
What I want to know is, what do you think of yourself in this situation? Because clearly you're unhappy. And mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long you've been with this person. It doesn't matter that you have kids.
Well, I don't think he's happy.
No, she.
Oh, she.
She.
He's very happy.
You're only thinking about him at this point, and you need to start thinking about yourself. Are you happy in the situation? Everything you're writing clearly says you're not. You need to start prioritizing that and putting yourself first. I'm going to use that from previous podcast. you need to start putting yourself first and stop worrying about what he's doing, where he's going, and figure out. If you're not truly happy, divorce is not going to kill you. There's millions of people who have been divorced, and they're 10 times happier. So you need to think about it.
I don't know. I don't know about this divorce thing. I would try to have a conversation and see if you can come to a middle ground. What's the point? What's the point of her divorcing? Like how
she finds happiness. She's not with someone who cheats.
They have a mutual respect for each other,
They
don't currently, but if they sat down and was like, listen, do you still love me? Do you still respect me even though you don't find me sexually attractive anymore? If so,
we need to
find a middle ground.
How do we not know that he doesn't respect her? I mean,
he has permission to go sleep around, to get that fix that he's got. Mm-hmm.
Not have another relationship with someone.
Exactly. Okay. Not have another relationship.
She said that she allowed him to date other people and see other people.
See, I think what she thought she was allowing him to do was to go get laid, not to go find somebody else to spend time with. If he's not coming home for long periods of time, he's building a relationship with somebody. He's not just getting laid.
Yeah, I agree.
So you guys have been very open then, you know, and you've allowed him to do things so he feels fulfilled in the relationship. So I don't think calling it quits is the first thing you should do.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think you should talk to him and tell him, hey, listen, I've done these things for you. I've allowed these things for you. Now here's what I need to be fulfilled. Like, it's always a give and take. You've given some and allowed him to do what he needs to do.
I also would ask him,
so he should do it back.
I also would ask him, like, who, does this person seems like they're taking you away from me. So, what's going on? Are you building a relationship with her? Like, what's going on? I would try to figure that out as well.
She also doesn't know. Like, he could have joined, like, a fucking bridge club or something. You know what I mean? Like,
he would have told her.
Exactly. He's not communicating on purpose.
But he doesn't communicate because they don't communicate. Because she has said, I don't want to know what you're doing when you're not with me.
In the situation of the sexual escapades.
He might just not be saying shit.
But guys don't feel the need to check in on shit. You've had one conversation and that's how it is forever.
Yeah.
Like, they don't think, I've been at this bowling club for a while, hanging out with these guys. I'm gone a lot. Maybe I should let my wife know that it's not another woman. He's just thinking, well, I'm not having fun. Why are you bothering me now? You've not bothered me before.
Yeah.
It also could be just not that deep. Like, figure it out. You know what I mean? Say, hey, I need you more present at home.
Agreed.
Like, just say it.
Agreed.
Because if you don't align on the values, it doesn't matter.
I also think you've been insanely open with him because this obviously isn't something that you actually wanted, but you were willing to allow him to be fulfilled and love him in a way that he needed to, however he needed to express that.
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish up now.
I was just saying, like, it's going to be real fucked up if he doesn't, like, if he's not willing to do the same for you and find ways to fulfill you. It's just, it's honestly really fucked up.
JJ's basically like, bitch, lead this motherfucker.
Yes.
That's what JJ's basically like, just lead this motherfucker. No,
I'm actually, to be fair, that was my initial reaction, but it was like, no. Find out what you want first and put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what you value if you're not happy. Because if you're not, no amount of conversation about this is going to, you know, fix it until you know what makes you happy.
I think they both love each other. I think, but I do, I will say this. Telling your partner to go out and date is not a good idea. telling if they want to go out and have sex with people, fine. Like that to me, it doesn't mean anything. But when they go out and date and build a connection with someone, even if they don't mean to, and they find someone they click with, I promise you, it will never end well. I've heard way too many stories about where they connect with someone and then they start having fun with that person and they leave. So if I was you, I would definitely say, hey, listen, if you want to have sex with them, do that, but you know, don't build nothing with that person.
But bring your ass home.
Yeah. Get some of this unwanted vagina. Okay, guys, thank you so much. We gotta get these people up out of here. We'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.